This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 24, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Officials of Piper Aircraft have announced that the company's 650 remaining employees, who are already being sent home for a week without pay in April and another in July, will have two more week-long furloughs added in May and June. The official statement released by the company said in part, quote, "The most recent Gamma report on aircraft deliveries indicates the worldwide general aviation market has continued to deteriorate. As a result, these shutdowns will be without pay and will affect all employees in the company, from executive management to hourly manufacturing employees," unquote. The statement went on to express appreciation for the Obama administration's inclusion of bonus depreciation in its stimulus package, but expressed continued deep concern about high inventory levels of new and used aircraft, lack of available credit, and the overall continued decline in consumer confidence. Among the few bright spots in the current aerospace economy is military procurement. At Healy Expo 2009 in Anaheim Sunday, L3 Avionics Systems announced a multi-year, indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract with the U.S. Army's Redstone Arsenal to supply its GH-3001 electronic standby instrument system for use in CH-47F cargo helicopters. The program will run through the first quarter of 2013 and is valued at $9.2 million. The electronic standby instrument is what the name implies. It presents enough critical flight information to allow guiding an aircraft to safety in case the main system fails. L3's GH-3001 can also adapt its presentation to more closely mimic different primary systems, easing the transition for pilots. L3 VP of Business Development Larry Riddle said the contract, quote, "is a critical milestone for the company and streamlines future U.S. Army orders and deliveries," unquote. Rolls-Royce and Bell Helicopter have signed a 10-year agreement valued at up to $400 million for the supply of Model 250 engines for Bell 206 and 407 helicopters to be delivered through 2017. Ken Roberts, president of Rolls-Royce Helicopter Engines, commented, quote, "We have delivered more than 18,000 Model 250 engines for use on single and twin-engine helicopters to Bell over the last decades. This new 10-year agreement is a commitment to build upon that valued and successful partnership," unquote. That partnership began in 1961 with a maiden flight of a Rolls-Royce turbine-powered variant of the classic Bell 47. The Model 250 line has produced over 30,000 engines. More than half are still in service, with roughly 4,500 operators in 150 countries. Over the years, variants of the original 250-shaft horsepower engine have evolved into versions for aviation, marine, and industrial applications, with some making as much as 650 shaft horsepower. The aircraft variants of the 250 have accumulated 194 million flight hours. We'll get a rare chance to hear from the crew of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 today, along with New York TRACON controller Patrick Harton, as they testify before the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure's Aviation Subcommittee. It's scheduled for 10 a.m. Eastern Time. To the extent it's available, we'll try to bring you audio coverage on the Aero News special feature in the next couple days. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. A bird may have brought down a helicopter in the Gulf last month. Friends of Captain Renslow say pilot error was unlikely. And a law firm may be gearing up for a suit in the case of Continental 3407. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, 2008 National CFI of the Year Max Trescott explains why the TSA's Large Aircraft Security Program is a bigger threat to general aviation than user fees and what we need to do about it by Friday. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.